Doctor?
Come on, what? What?
Always do the right thing.
That's it?
That's it.
I got it. I'm gone.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
There is going to be Dr. Who on the wireless. Who's on the wireless?
You're listening to Dr. Who on Radioactive International.
Dr. Groove on Radioactive International.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
Groove on the Wireless.
Hello and welcome, friends, to Groove on the Wireless here on Radioactive International, Volume 3, Show 9, and this sees me post Groovefest contemplating such ideas as music and the wonderful wide universe of music, and that it may not be for everyone. So that's where you find myself contemplating this. A DJ realizes that what they play is not being heard as music by all. There are people who, you know, live in the world and think that Coldplay and, say, even Oasis is music. But I might actually have a different view. And if you want that stuff, you're probably not going to hear it in this show. But comedians are the ones who learn this pretty fast. You realize that your material ain't for all. They're not for everybody in the room. And that's an important evolutionary step. I think Andrew Weatherall talked about this as well. So it goes with DJs. But there are bands that live in both camps and can be seen as an essential part of the musical world or universe. Maybe it's bands that have been around for a long time, or original bands and bands that are still seen as some of the greats. But Thin Lizzy are definitely in this camp. They provide an aerial portal back to what all people consider music, and then they bring it off in a different direction, but also they stay true to what they're about. So that brings us to our first song, and the reason why this is the first song is because I started my set at Groovefest at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I realized after I completed the set that I most definitely should have had this song in it, because it's got that great lyric. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. And it also has that wonderful lyric, "You took me with a glance." And I think that just describes the kind of youthful exuberance of this young guy just becoming besotted with this young woman when he walks past her in the hallway. And that's kind of the early days, taken from the 1977 album Bad Reputation. I'm sure when they had that bass line and those lyrics, they knew that they had a hit. So that brings us to Dancing in the Moonlight, and that's our first tune. Okay, let's do it. I'm going to press this button and the nearly 50-year-old record is going to start spinning. Song 1 on side 2.
Obeyed another warning. I should have been in by 10. Now I won't get out till Sunday. I'll have to say I stayed with friends. Oh, but it's a habit worth forming if it means to justify the end. Dancing in the moonlight, it's caught me in its spotlight.
It's alright.
Dancing
all right.
In the moonlight on this long hot summer night. And I'm walking home. The last bus is long gone. But I'm dancing in the moonlight. The same, honey, when you're not around. I've been spending my time in the old town. I sure miss you, honey. Now you're not around. Now you're not around this old town.
Thank you.
always thought they should use that as a song about mental health, because, you know, who here hasn't cracked up at one stage or had a good old breakdown? And those who don't have breakdowns, I feel sorry for them, because they never really get to find out what the temperature of the water is. Or maybe not, who knows. But that was both ends of the Phil Lynott story, really. The young, incurable, romantic pirate who joined a rock and roll band, and then the boy who was a bit jaded and tired not that long later. So, where does this leave me? Oh, it leaves me with the next track. So, this is one of these tracks that I got. I actually got given this record. It's on Talking Drums, is the label. And I just fell in love with the A side. It's a 12-inch, which is C60 Lato A. And then the second side is Get Serious. But the record was given to me at a time at a festival over in the UK where a lot of people were excited because they got control of the Labour Party. And I really wonder how they feel about where they are at now. So anyway, yeah, that was just a thought that occurred to me. I love the production values in this, and I should have listened to it more when I got it, but sometimes I just tend to listen to one side, and that's how it happens. Okay, so this is Get Serious. Oh yeah.
don't need no other lover.
I don't want the heart of baby.
Lord, I'm getting serious, getting serious. You know I'm getting serious, getting serious.
Baby, superhuman, human, be a human, baby.
Lord, I'm getting serious, getting serious. You know I'm getting serious, getting serious.
I don't need no other lover.
I don't need no other lover.
I don't want the heart of baby.
Lord, I'm getting serious, getting serious. You know I'm getting serious, getting serious. I don't need no other lover.
I don't want the heart of baby.
Walking down the street, kicking cans, looking at the billboard, oh so rad, summing up the people, checking out the race, doing what I'm doing, feeling out of place, walking. Walking in the rain. Feeling like a woman. Looking like a man. Sounding like a no-no. Making when I can. Whistling in the darkness. Shining in the light. Coming to conclusion, right is night is time. Walking, walking in the rain.
Let's go swimming in the quarry. It's nearly midnight in high July. Let's go crossing through the wasteland. Kicking the dust to heaven high. As I watch you climb up the hewn out rock, floating on my back in the dark cobalt quarry waters. Watching the spangle of stars above. Let's go swimming. Thank you. say.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's many of you out there thinking, oh, Dr. Groove, he just nodded off the wheel. He's just playing a record that's going into a locked groove at the end. But no, I was not. Take that back. I was playing Davan Cowboy, the Odd Nostam remix. And I was playing it on a turntable that Steve had repaired. So sometimes when you go and test a turntable, you don't have to play really loud stuff. You just have to play quiet stuff. And that's, I'm happy that that's what happened, because before that we had a little bit of Grace Jones, and I was happy to get back from 36 and 37 degree heat and go walking in the rain. And there's a sound in that Grace Jones Walking in the Rain that I just totally love. It's the keyboard sound at the end. It's just beautiful. And what I didn't realize when I was listening to Grace Jones in the early days, way back when, was that Sly and Robbie were the real geniuses driving that sound. So that brought me to Aidan Crowley, who also has a kind of similar sound. Let's Go Swimming in the Quarry, which is what we're all up to these days. Gallivanting the country and jumping into lakes when it's too hot. And yeah, walking in the rain when it suits us. The warm rain. So that's, we're probably going to hear a little bit more of Grace. And now we're going to do a little, well, not a little, a major transformation, a change in direction. Because time is marching on, only 17 minutes left. And I had the privilege of seeing this guy DJ for the first time. Well, not really DJ, kind of produce, because, you know, I Shazammed everything and I got nothing back, because he's actually mixing. He's a producer and an absolute legend. So I got to see him in the GB show on the Racket Club from 1 to 3, and he was just playing this deep, dark, bassy funk. And I thought, okay, you deserve to hear that. So this is from a single maybe 10 years ago, but all you need to know is a guy called Gerald is hurtling towards the future, and he's not playing tribute act. He's not a tribute act, and he's not playing Voodoo Ray, endless versions of Voodoo Ray. So here is the man now with a single called How Long Is Now, and it's 125 BPMs, so it's going to be quite the correction from a needle on a record. Static. Get ready. Oh yeah, you're listening to Groove on the Wireless. This is Dr. Groove. That was Motor, I think. M-M-O-T-T-O-R. T-O-R-R. You like it raw, red, hot. I don't know how I came about that. But anyway, we went from a guy called Gerald to that. And we're going to finish with this. I'd never heard it before. This show is going to go out on Fridays. It seems like it's getting regular, so I'm not going to promise anything. I'm going to leave you with Grace Jones and a track I'd never heard before. So thanks to Lisa for this. It's the Williams Blood Aeroplane remix of this track. Enjoy. We'll do it again next week. Bye.
That's enough. No more. Hold everything.